Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. We're here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm really glad you guys joined me. I may have a guest I don't know about yet calling in, but we're just going to wing it, is what we're going to do. I have a show notes page here, and guess what? There's nothing on it. away we go. So thanks for joining us. I've had a couple of good shows in the can already. We had Heather Scott last week. That was brilliant. I had Reagan on the week before. If you haven't heard those, go back into the archives. I think they're worth a listen. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to just kind of continue on. And I'll invite you in by, I'll invite you in by welcoming you and explaining a little bit about why the show is called what it's called. The White Rose Resistance was a group of intellectual, young, good-hearted students in Germany during the time of the Third Reich and Hitler, and they resisted that, not militarily, but with good conscience, in intellectual and moral philosophical resistance. They rallied their fellow Germans in response to the Third Reich. So here we go again, folks. We have a bit of a tyranny rolling out here globally. And I think it's incumbent upon us to resist it. Not a military guy myself, I think it's about the hearts and minds. It's about getting the good-natured people of our world together and on the same page and championing love and kindness, mutual respect, cooperation, all that stuff that sounds kind of corny, you know? I mean, really, truth, justice, and the American way. That's really good stuff there. So that's what I'm all about. I'm trying to encourage that in everybody leaning towards their better selves, because none of us, certainly not me, none of us are perfect, but I think most of us are really good people, and most of us really enjoy helping others to grow and have a better life, and, you know, mutual support of our neighbors and our family. That's just a beautiful, wonderful thing. So let's lean into that. So that's what the White Rose did. They rallied support. They got people to take a look and to not be good Germans, not just put their heads down and go along with it. You know, and that's kind of what we're seeing now. We're seeing a lot of people that don't want to just put their head down and take a jabby in the arm of God only knows what, or put a mask on and not be able to share a smile with our fellows. It's just better to think for ourselves and not outsource our critical thinking, not outsource oversight of our environment and our world to the degree possible. So let's do that. Let's build a better world together. And that's what we're doing here. That is why we are here. So I have a little bit after four here. I'm going to go to my digital screen, and we've got a break coming up. Until that break, until we get a call, I think it'd be good to talk about some of the great stuff that's going on in the world, because there is a lot of great stuff going on in the world, despite this, you know, calamity. If you turn on the CNN or MSNBC or even Fox, it's getting a little cray-cray out there, but there are a lot of people coming together and standing together in solidarity, inviting other people to join them by example. I went to an anti-mask gathering at a Coeur d'Alene, Northern Idaho area school board meeting, and there was a wonderful group of some young ladies that were homeschooling their kids together in a cooperative manner. They brought their kids on a field trip to go show some solidarity. And that's just a wonderful thing. That's something that's come out of all this. I think we're going to see more of that. And all around the world, if you don't go on the mainstream media, but rather you go on, well, if you go on Patrick Henningsen's network, 21st Century Wire, or go to Mark Passio's network, One Great Work Network, or whatonearthishappening.com, you get to see that there really is some great stuff happening in the world. And there are people coming together in large numbers and just saying no to this BS. Because, hey, folks, I think we all know if we're here that this is a lot of just BS we're facing. Now, don't get me wrong. My heart goes out, and I feel bad for all the people that are sick and even dying of whatever is going on this year, a flu, a pneumonia, if this is a bioengineered coronavirus, a virus of some sort. It's terrible when people get sick and die. It always is, but they're building a rollout of a Fourth Reich tyranny globally on top of it, and that's not okay. So let's just do something different and not pay that too much attention. So I've got 4:06. We're heading into a break in a little bit. So I think I'm going to lean into something that has really caught my attention lately, which is the writings of Thomas Jefferson. Now, our founding fathers are getting a bad rap, founding fathers and mothers. They couldn't have done what they did without the love and support of the wonderful, strong women in that era. But the founders were a mixed group. So I'm going to ramble a little bit about that for a minute. You know, certainly there were, at the inception of this country, some folks that really wanted to carry on with the hierarchical notion of nobility, that there were people that were superior to other people. Some of those people wanted to see a central bank in our new country. Some of those people wanted to have hereditary title passed down, which would have, you know, further usurped the power of other cultures. The Native Americans, for example, were subjugated and made into what some of these founders felt was an inferior class of people. But all this was really ancillary to the core fact that there was a group of founders like Thomas Jefferson who, I'm learning now, really believed that this was a new beginning, a chance to build a constitutional republic, which is what it became, around the idea that all peoples had the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that all people were created equal. And despite the bad name that some ne'er-do-wells in our larger mainstream media would have us believe our founders were guilty of, there was a large contingent that I'm learning now through their own writings, through the writings of, say, Thomas Jefferson, two other heads of state. They revealed how they felt. Thomas Jefferson wrote things like, with regard to black people, at the time it was Africans in America, he wrote that nothing is more clearly written in the book of fate than that these people are to be free. And at the time, slavery was the prevalent modus operandi around the world, in Great Britain, in large parts of the world, even Africa. A lot of the slave trade is made possible by Africans enslaving other Africans and then being brought here in the same model of oppression and of getting ahead at the expense of other people that they were trying to abolish, they were trying to get away from. But Jefferson championed the idea, and others did, others of the better-natured part of the founders, that we could build the framework where the combined goodwill, the aggregate goodwill of the founders and their families who are leaning towards natural law of living without exploiting others, could build a system whereby they could, through their representatives and through this system that represented them, you know, we the people, they could do away with, well, first, hereditary title. They had to get rid of that. Jefferson talked about that. First on our plate, we got to get rid of this idea of nobility and then move on to get rid of the idea of people enslaving and subjugating others for their own benefit. And that's what they did. And they had opposition from the start, but the sentiment was there. They built this structure. They built a structure whereby the powers of government, the powers of elected representatives, the powers of agreed upon representatives of communities and states were reined in by a system of checks and balances of a constitution. And that was new and exciting. That was a wonderful thing. We can't forget that, you know, although it's imperfect, to a large degree, it's imperfect because we're imperfect. And we dropped the ball. We didn't continue to, in an aggregate manner, as a people, we didn't continue to practice morality and natural law to the degree that we kept responsible and exercised oversight. And that was the failing. The failing was ours to large measure, not the failing of the structure of a constitutional republic. And to be sure, I am at heart a libertarian, a constitutional American. Also, I am a paleo-anarchist in the sense that anarchy really means anarchy or without rulers. And in a constitutional republic that's functioning properly, the way that I see it, is largely about not having rulers. It's about we the people having agreed upon representatives to formulate things on a group level, on a community level, on a state level, to do our bidding so that we didn't all have to be doing every little thing, that we had people that represented us. So I think now that we're faced with what happens when we let that get away from us, that we let that runaway train create a long, long history of usurpations and of taking power from us, that invariably envisions tyranny serving itself and perhaps even, you know, a Luciferian bent through Marxism, communism, you know, using the sales pitch of for the greater good, using the sales pitch of the supposed wonders of socialism, you know, which inevitably through history has turned out to be a sales pitch for communism and exploitation by a ruling class. Despite all that, we now have the ingredients in our nation and in our world to turn away from this large structure that mainstream media is pimping for and build a network of goods and services distribution in our own media, in our own homeschooling, our own cooperatives for growing and sharing food, for media, for technology, for all of it. And I'm a fan of turning our back to the degree that we can on what society would have us evolve into and towards what we would have ourselves evolve into and champion our better selves, champion each other through community. So that's why we're here. I think that's what we're doing. So I have 4:14 p.m. Got a ways to go till break. We still have a blank show page. I'm hoping somebody calls in. I've got invitations out there for anybody who would like to call in. So I have a few things that held over from the last show that I didn't get into. Ohio and New Mexico as states are having some success in questioning not just the unconstitutional nature of the mask mandates and the lockdowns and all that ridiculous nonsense, the jabby-jabbies and all that, but by actually switching into a new legal modality for remedy and going after the nature of the emergency in quotation marks, that all of these ridiculous things are based on, and they're having success there. And so hopefully we'll see more of that spreading out from Ohio and New Mexico. Here in Idaho, in northern Idaho particularly, we have some wonderful people. One of them, Heather Scott, who was on with me last week, and they are representing we the people and our better selves in that arena. And it's good that we have people in there, because as much as I'd like to see government go away, the reality is we need a roadmap from here to there. And it's not just going to go away all at once. And it's not going to, if it did go away, it's not going to leave us with an aggregate moral society capable of having no laws and no police and no government of any type. So I think we need some stepping stones to get there. And we've got Heather Scott, some good people in government to help us transition through to a new America, to an America free of tyranny and con artistry. And then we've also got, we've got a lot of other realms. We've got realms like Mark Passio and natural law and spreading the use of the trivium so that we can understand, we can know what's going on in our world, and we can act accordingly with character and integrity, build a better world around us. So we've got that going on, which is good. And we have a wonderful body of knowledge that's a little bit difficult to access, and God bless Mark Passio for helping us to get access to that, and other people, Richard Grove, TragedyandHope.com, Max Egan, The Crow House, David Icke. So a lot of good people that are helping us to access bodies of knowledge that will lessen the knowledge differential that the robber barons and ruling class elites wield over us as a power differential. That knowledge differential becomes a power differential. And that's really the only power they've got, is by keeping people unaware, uninformed, and unengaged. Then they can puppeteer society to a bit of a degree. But we're lessening that degree. If you're here with us now, you are part of a new world. Hey, it looks like we've got a caller coming on. Looks like I've got a call-in guest. Are you there? Guest, are you on?
Yes, sir. I wanted to take your invitation.
Oh, thanks. And what's your first name?
Marcus.
Marcus, welcome. Where are you calling from today, Marcus?
I'm calling from beautiful Snowden, Idaho.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm right there with you. I'm in Bonner County. I am just south of Sandpoint. So, yeah, love it here. Marcus, yeah. What's going on with you today? How's life treating you, and what did you want to talk about?
Well, life's pretty good. I wanted to bring a new conspiracy theory to the table. Thinking about, and do you know about the Tavistock Institute?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so I'm going to claim that the Tavistock Institute is the one who created the BLM, considering that Hillary Clinton gave to the Tavistock Institute, and she doesn't give to anybody, or gave to the BLM, and she doesn't give to anybody, and all these corporations gave to BLM. It seems very fishy to me, and it seems like something that is totally in line with what the Tavistock Institute has been about for a long time, and painting our streets and putting this in our face to divide and conquer.
Hey, Marcus, I think you're onto something there. That fits with what we know. Can you hold over through the break and chat with us a bit more in a few minutes on the other side of our break?
Great.
We'll see you then. Thanks, Marcus. This is Stuart Howe. We'll see you on the other side of our break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener?
Stuart.
How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks.
So hang on.
Then ask yourself,
what is that knowledge worth to me?
Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button
still talk
and become
to you, but,
a regular monthly donor.
Also
assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow
it
like that morning coffee.
Totally
network,
better.
Thanks you.
Have you been looking for a trusted
and
long-term
hopefully it sounds
storable
better
food
on
company?
Your end too.
We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to the White Rose Resistance Hour here on RBN. I'm Stuart Howe, your host. I'm grateful to be here. I want to thank RBN and John for having me on, and it's just a wonderful thing. I'm glad you're all here. And we've got a caller. We've got Marcus from Idaho on the line. Marcus, did you make it through the break with me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
Liked how's Bonner?
What you had to say. What's that?
How's Bonner's Ferry?
Oh, Bonner's Ferry was great. I was up there for the first time a couple weeks ago. I went to a little gathering up there at the fairgrounds for the John Birch Society, and just great folks. They put on a nice event. good people up there. Down here, Sandpoint is wonderful. It's a little different down here, Sandpoint, and actually south of there in the Sagal area. And I love it here. I love it here. And I really appreciate you bringing up some of these, you know, an area of this, the machinations being coordinated against us with the key players that seem to come up all the time, like Hillary Clinton, and how there's money changing hands through these social engineering, little cesspools like the Tavistock Institute and like the RAND Corporation to fund BLM and Antifa and, you know, Hillary and that, you know, gaggle of ne'er-do-wells. They all seem to have a similar goal. Is that sort of what you're getting at there, Marcus?
I actually would go deeper than that. I would say that Tavistock, those three ladies, which are the head of BLM in America, are Tavistock graduates. They want to do away with the nuclear family. They want to have different types of sexuality. All of their goals seem straight out of the playbook from the Tavistock Institute. So I would say that they are actually most likely brainwashed individuals from the Tavistock Institute and have graduated from that and have shown that they will play the rules that they want. And so I think that BLM is actually a brainchild of Tavistock rather than being funded by him.
Yeah, I would not disagree with you. And I think maybe on a larger picture, there's a global rollout of what appears to me to be sort of a long mission plan, a mission creep rollout of a global tyranny. I think it's been referred to as, you know, a great reset. Most recently, it's also been referred to as, there's a lot of ways to refer to it. It just appears to be a basically Luciferian plan expressing itself through Marxism and the mission creep of communism. Does that seem like it fits in with Tavistock and Hillary and BLM?
It does. I think communism itself was one of the tools that were played from a very long game of players way before Engels and Marx. That have just been playing a very long game to take over society and rule, destroy the masses by way of taking away the morality factor and just dumbing us down and having a huge slave factory. I mean, I think that's what Bill Gates is about. Definitely a vampire there.
Definitely.
And
yeah.
So I think that Tavistock is definitely part of that.
Let me go a step further there, Marcus. It looks like, I don't know if you're familiar with the work of Jordan Maxwell, who's been revealing this sort of hidden stuff for 60 years, and he refers to this as the world revolutionary movement with many tangents. I think you're hitting on a big component, big tangent of it. But going back a long time, Jordan Maxwell points out that this is a rollout of a world revolutionary movement. And so it's big and it's broad, but I'm seeing for solution, let me know if you agree, and then we're going to go to another break. You're welcome to stay if you like. I'm seeing that there are going to be a certain percentage, larger than I like, of people that are going to follow that rollout. They're just going to put on masks. They're going to take the vaccine. They're going to submit themselves in fealty. They're going to take a knee, literally and figuratively.
Or raise a fist to BLM. I mean, that lady that bowed to her knees in the street before that black guy and saying, and raise a fist saying BLM matters or whatever, you know, and all of those army people from the National Guard, which took a knee. It was a summer of hate in my book.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that whole thing. Hey, we're about to go to a break. You're welcome to stay if you like. And hopefully we'll see you on the other side of the break. Marcus, thanks for being here. Everybody else, thanks for being here. I love you. See you soon.
Thank you, sir.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son. If your pants were undone, 'cause you were brave for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
Yes, we are, folks. Welcome back. We are skating away on the thin ice of a new day, and it is a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day here in northern Idaho, and I hope it's a beautiful day where you are, and I'm glad to have you all gather here with us. I've got Marcus, I believe, still here in Idaho. Marcus, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, yeah, I see a little picture came on the Skype. It says an FU to Biden. So... yeah, I can't believe they shepherded that guy into the Oval Office. That's just a comic tragedy, tragedy nonetheless. So yeah, I appreciate you bringing up what you brought up, Marcus, about the big picture about Tavistock and Hillary. Hillary's definitely, if there was a wicked witch, I think she would be exactly that. And I'm seeing that, trying to look on the bright side of things. that all the stuff that you speak of that we're talking about, all these machinations and all the coordinated effort to oppress humanity, is really sort of overplayed itself, and a lot of people are waking up. And I think a lot of people are realizing that we can stand separately. We can stand in our divinity. We can support and cooperate with each other in our communities and expand that out and sort of champion integrity and goodness and natural law. I don't know if you're familiar with natural law, Marcus, but Mark Passio talks about it a lot. It has to do with just being a good person, not doing harm to those around you, and not succeeding at not seeking to succeed at someone else's expense. So what are your thoughts on solution here to what we're facing, Marcus?
That's actually what I was thinking about, because everybody always asks, well, what's the solution to this issue? And I think it's, you know, it's about communication. So these groups, the Tavistock, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the news media, our governments and world governments, they all have communications. They have high-level communications, and they all talk to each other in the Bohemian Grove and other areas like Davos and WEF and, you know, World Economic Forum. And they're all just, they know each other, they communicate, and their plans, and so they're able to pull off things like the Texas debacle with the water and electric down there. And it's pretty easy for them to do that because they have backing, and they know that no one's really going to, anybody who squeals is just going to be a squealer. It's like a stuck pig and no big deal. It's like Muslims murdering a camel. They get joy out of it rather than any kind of solution, any kind of change to that their attitude. So I think it means gathering in groups and becoming group-oriented as the millions of patriots around the country, and I don't know how we're going to do that because the FBI is going to want to infiltrate us. But, of course, that has to be done. And the other thing, of course, a solution that I'd love to see happen, and it never will, is to take over the NSA. If we took over the NSA, then we'd have all the communication lines that we ever needed, and then we could really do something because they have all the information from everybody going through that hub there. But that's never going to happen. So.
They sure do love to collect information, don't they? I think they're kind of playing God there. They want to have oversight of everything. Well, you raised some really great things there, Marcus. I'm going to actually let you go and thank you, and I'm going to carry on speaking about some of the things you talked about, you know, how they are coordinated. They get together. They have a lot of confabs that you mentioned, the CFR, Bilateral Commission. I would add to that the Bilderberg Group is a key one, these roundtable groups. And that they do have an agenda, and that they are rolling it out in lockstep. And we need to learn from that and increase our communication and get better with that. So, Marcus, thank you so much for calling us up, and hopefully you'll tune in again. And thank you for making this a better show. We appreciate you. There he goes, everybody. That's Marcus from Idaho. All right. So he brings up some good stuff, and that really kind of ties in with a lot of the things that I think are important too. We have basically a situation where, well, let me put it in Heather Scott's words, because she was on with me last week, and then she's, you know, gone ahead and she gave a statement to the Republican committee meeting that I attended Monday night. And then again, she kind of reiterated what she's found out, you know, about these groups, like what Marcus mentioned, the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and whatnot. So that's what we're up against. And the way she put it is that the reason we're seeing all these governors, or most of our governors, in a coordinated effort, in a lockstep, not representing our will, but representing the will of these robber barons and these vampires, as Marcus put it, these ne'er-do-wells and scallywags, that think there are betters but are actually, you know, retarded misfits that are under the deluded impression that they are superior human beings and have some sort of a divine right to rule over us, which, of course, they don't. But they have gotten together a National Governors Association. So the National Governors Association, within which there are Eastern Governors Associations and Western Governors Associations, that include, you know, people like Governor Little here, Governor Newsom, Lightfoot, all of these, you know, I think they're acting as they could actually be guilty of treason, perhaps, or they could be guilty of misprision of treason. They certainly aren't looking out for our best interests, and they certainly appear to be paid off and sold out. And they are in a partnership, and there's a money change. You follow the money. Our taxpayers' money is paying to have them in these associations that are partnering with the World Economic Forum. So there's the global control arm. There's the global steering system. And so these governors' associations are partnered with the World Economic Forum. I can't be more adamant about pointing that out. And by means of being associated with the World Economic Forum, our governors' associations are fronting for the Great Reset of Klaus Schwab. Now, Klaus Schwab is someone who, in his early career, was with the United Nations. And so what we're seeing, and I don't see any way to not see this, is the rollout of the United Nations Agenda for the 21st Century, also known as Agenda 21, and a stepping stone within that, Agenda 2030, where they want to be by 2030. So basically, our governors are receiving benefit from partnering with this global rollout of a Great Reset and a Marxist, communist, Luciferian system being rolled out. So they just can't hide from that. They can't claim to be doing good works anymore. It's just the money trail exists, and it's an unassailable fact. So that's there. I mean, they are by definition conspiring against humanity. In order to be a conspiracy, it just has to be more than a couple of people or more, clandestinely or secretly. And it's really not secretively, but they're doing it behind closed doors with you just can't walk in and have a seat at the Bilderberg meeting or at Davos or a lot of these confabs where these mucky mucks and swamp critters dwell. You know, they're doing it behind closed doors, and it is nefarious, and there are more than two of them, and it is a legit conspiracy. So they're doomed to failure, and they know it, which is why they're acting so desperate and ridiculous. And it's amusing. But, you know, I've got to disagree with our caller, Marcus. I don't think taking over the NSA is, first of all, logistically, I don't think that's wise or a good idea or even possible. But I think, more importantly, we need to acknowledge that's what they're doing, that the NSA exists for, you know, not really our benefit, but for theirs. And we need to increase our degree of competency with communication, with ham radios, with anything that's not dependent on their grid, which can go down at any time and is certainly subject to censorship. What we're seeing now, we are seeing some of the best and most wonderful, the brightest lights of humanity being shepherded off of media, being shown the exit door of Dan Dix and Press for Truth, all these wonderful people, David Icke, even Alex Jones, big and small, anybody telling the truth generally is going to be shown the exit door from mainstream internet platforms like YouTube, and of course there's Facebook and all that stuff. I never went there, so I don't miss Facebook or Twitter or any of that, but I hate seeing what's happened to you. I don't want to use the word hate. I don't enjoy seeing what's happened to YouTube. I used to like being able to go to some of my favorite channels there, and most of them now have retreated to a backup readout in BitChute. Guys like Dollar Vigilante, Jeff Berwick are going there, Max Egan, wonderful, wonderful stuff from them. And then, it's getting harder and harder to have a platform. So I think having a retreat position with a ham radio is really great. And there are groups here and all over that are doing just that and building parallel infrastructures of communication and parallel infrastructures for production and distribution of goods and services and growing food and sharing it with your neighbors on a community and city level and everything else that goes with that. Homeschooling kids, you know, everybody getting together and taking turns teaching classes and sharing knowledge and community, having town halls. And that's something we're doing here in Idaho, and it's something that's happening all over. Chris Ann Hall, who's another one of my favorite people in the world, was talking today on her show with her husband, JC, about some people in Canada, I think. Or no, it was Washington. It was Vancouver, Washington, and they started a publication, a local neighborhood newspaper publication, and we're doing that here. I'm involved with some great folks down in Coeur d'Alene, and we're putting together a publication. I can't say the name of it yet. I've been asked not to because it hasn't been properly protected. But it'll be a town hall, a forum where people can get together and share everything from homeschooling locations and food gatherings and coming together every week at town halls and potlucks and community gardening and all of that, classifieds, supporting each other's businesses, supporting each other's endeavors of all types, and a place where we can tell the truth, where we can tell the truth about the vaccines and the masks and the all this, you know, wacky stuff being brought to bear against us. So that's going on in Washington, it sounds like. It's going on in Northern Idaho. There's great stuff going on, from what I hear, in Florida. Constitutional sheriffs, like one that I got to spend a little bit of time with here in Bonner County, that are standing up to these clowns. You know, I remember in the old days, I'm old, there was a circus would come to town and you'd have the clowns ride in. One would come in on a horse, one would come in on a bicycle, and there's one that came in on the donkey. That was the ass clown, the most ridiculous. So these ass clowns in politics are rolling out all kinds of wackiness, and we have great constitutional sheriffs who really, yeah, they're law enforcement. And I can see how most of this bad stuff that's been rolled out by the bad, you know, men and women at the top of these totem poles, like, you know, Kissinger, Gates, whoever, Hillary, whoever they are, the Bush dynasty, has been rolled out through police and military. But there are good people that are in there really supporting natural law. For example, this sheriff in Florida, who I don't think is that different from the sheriffs here in Idaho and some sheriffs also in Southern Orange County and Southern California, are just saying no. This sheriff, I wish I could remember his name, in Florida, has basically said if BLM and Antifa come in a violent way into his city, he has suggested that every law-abiding, gun-owning citizen basically be deputized. He said, if you come here and you walk through somebody's door in a threatening manner, they are going to blow you right back out through that door. We are not going to mess with that here. It is not happening here. So whether it's Florida, Southern California, the New Hampshire Free State Project, wherever it is, there are areas of good people, ones that I don't know of. Wherever you are, there is one. Wherever two or more of us are gathered, you know, in the name of goodness, goodness will permeate through and outward. So I'm rambling. We're getting ready to come up on the end of this segment. I'm going to read you something I wrote this morning. Together through this in 2021. And this 2021 sea change has to do with our shared inspiration to trust and act upon our divine discernment, building communities outward from our families and neighbors in the spirit of cooperative and joyful mutual support, manifest strength. Ours is a journey not for all, as many are not called to trudge this road or choose not to. Blessed are we who together with love and resolve build our better world together. Cheers. And if you made it here, whether you're listening live or listening to a rebroadcast, I love you for being here. And it's a beautiful world. You know, we're seeing the transition, and it's a beautiful thing. And my heart goes out to our brothers and sisters in places around the country and around the world that are really facing some really heavy-handed machinations by the police state. And we'll get through it. We'll get through it, and we'll build a better world. We need to realize that not everybody's going to go with us. Some are going to go off in the other direction, and that's their journey. We need to let them go they need to. They have the sovereign right. They have the gift of free will to do just that, as long as it doesn't impinge on us. They may just have to go and live that type of life. I'm glad we're not on that team. So it's 4:50. We're getting ready to go to another break here. I'm going to wrap up in a little bit. But it's been a pleasure and a joy. I want to thank the inspiration that I've received from Ammon Bundy and Jennifer at peoplesrights.org. And, yeah, it's a beautiful world, folks. See you on the other side.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, everybody. We are back from break. This is Stuart Howe with Republic Broadcasting Network and the White Rose Resistance Hour. I want to thank everyone at RBN. And if you have the, you know, the wherewithal, if you have the finances to help them out, I'd love to see them stay afloat. They're great folks. I mean, they put a knucklehead like me on the air, so we know they're bold. That's always a good thing. So I want to thank them. And we just got a few minutes here before we wrap up. But I wanted to reiterate a couple of things. You know, these governors of each step, of each state, they're in lockstep. They're actually championing and fronting for the World Economic Forum and this Great Reset. And that can't be overlooked or overstated. And it's an unassailable fact. The money trail exists. That they are doing that. That the National Governors Association is taxpayer funded, and they are partnering with the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab to roll out these, you know, these awful things. So let's oppose that in every good and lawful way that we can, you know, using natural law and never initiating aggression against anyone. But the flip side of that is always defending ourselves and our families against any sort of aggression and violation, because we have that divine right. So these scoundrels are clearly, it seems, in violation of the Logan Act when they get together with these global folks that would roll out this awful stuff. And certainly if they're not in violation of the Logan Act, they're in violation of the Unholy Alliance Act. They should be. Sure looks that way. So what I would like to end on is, you know, really pointing out the importance and the wonderful nature of appreciating the trivium and natural law. And it's foundationally become for me a way of navigating with good spirit through these wild times. And it has fostered in me a connection that I can feel to divinity. I'm not a religious person, but there is definitely a tangible, intelligent, joyful spirit that comes into play and backs us up individually and collectively when we live in accordance with natural law. Natural law basically states that we cannot do harm to others, other sentient beings, you know. We need to be appreciative of other people and seek to prosper in cooperation, not, you know, by taking advantage of other people. And when we do that, things go better. Powerful forces align with us. Well, have a great week, everyone. Have a wonderful week. Go to Mark Hassio's site, learn about the Trivium. I love you all. Yeah, it's one more day. We do the things we should have done. God bless you. I love you. I'll see you next week. The wilderness is spending in your emptiness. You really have to pray. Woo! Looking for a sign that the universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.